also on our agenda here in front of us. We are going to be adopting the agenda after the Apollos meeting. Have you got any Apollos?
Yes, Chair. Chair, we've got two apologies. We've got one standing apology from Honorable Mbomo, who's on sick leave. We have one apology, the other apology from Honorable Macheke, who has a commitment, his mother has passed away.
Are those the only opposition parties that are attending?
Yes, those are the only two.
Officially, now I'm going to, okay, what are we saying about the apologies? Especially, Umacheke is quite understood, because when she's here, she does attend. What about the IFP thing? And because Mrs. Robertson eagerly, she wants to come here.
To come what?
To come and join the steering committee. She sometimes claims that they are the biggest need. Now, how are we approaching this? Chair?
Member? Chair, I think a letter has to be written to see and ask for the truth.
To what?
And ask for the truth as to what is happening right now. But I'm able to when I'm going to come by Baila.
No,
central to a condition here at CIS. Have they grabbed her? What is happening? Or they can actually replace her with her?
According to the rules, what happened?
Chair, you remember that the steering committee is elected in terms of the rules.
Yeah.
And in terms of the rules, we have to have two members
of the opposition.
Now, it could be one of two things. You could either write a letter to the party indicating that she's no longer attending, do they wish to replace her with someone. That could be a decision of the steering committee, or we could allow the opposition parties to meet among themselves, decide, and then we hold a formal election where we appoint a member that they would have allocated.
Now, who do you write?
Chair, if we are opted for the first option of asking the party to write to the action group to say, your member was elected as a member of the steering committee, but you wish to replace her, we write to the chief whip of the IFP. Or if we opt for the second option of approaching opposition parties, that one, Chair, I would need to check, because I may need to admit writing to all officials, which I think might pose a challenge, because I know that some of the opposition parties already, for example, the DA wishes to
come in.
To come in.
And the EFF? What do you think?
Reflection.
Opposition. I think she's, we spoke to her, but I think she's afraid to do it. I just put myself in a booth. I could see that Nyani, we are placing a good spot. Yeah, because it would be seen as if she's looking for herself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we agreed that we are going to the auction food. And that's what we did that. And I think Unyansile, did you want to say something?
No.
I think Uthege is telling the truth. And we don't want to be seen as stifling the youth. Because there's no reason to really. Whoever must come here is going to be part of the steering committee, whether or whether we can. And I can't just send that. So I think we should open it the same way that we did. Yeah. Yeah, that is it. Hey? Okay. Thank you, and I think there is July in the apology. Here on the agenda we have Kuno. Why are you pointing at the window? She's on her way. Yeah, all right. So, the third item is no, basically, we even forgot to adopt the agenda.
Adopted?
The agenda. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to reshuffle this whole agenda. Always we leave out the adoption of agenda. Mm-hmm.
It's done now.
Oh. Here are the items, there's the agenda. Are we adopting this agenda? As it is.
Yeah, okay.
Then we are going to be having a briefing by a senior researcher on the draft report of the ECFW. And I think now that we have Uthege, who was part of it, and the Kuno is not here, where they think they can add some of the things, it would be good that we hear, because yesterday we heard another version from the minister which was good, because when I know as ministers they get into other meetings that Abantu delegates they can't get into, but now the one that the briefing we are going to get from the researcher, it can also and Kaylee Nantika, what Uthege will be giving us here, Nanokunu. Just to get, you know, you can't be so detailed about you because we are not everywhere when we are there. Yeah, okay.
So, Chair, there are two documents. The one is the draft report, which is 21 pages. I think that, as the Chair said, it's too much detail. I did a short summary, which is this document here, and it's about 4 pages. So the CSW session took place on the 12th of March to the 22nd of March. The priority theme that we focused on was the challenges and opportunities in achieving gender equality and the empowerment of rural women. And here, this report covers the sessions of the CSW and it's also the Parliamentary Union, which the members of Parliament attended. So the focus of the session was on looking at what are the structural barriers and the challenges to the realization of rural women and girls' human rights, and how we address these challenges to achieve the Beijing Declaration and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. So it was really structured around 16, looking at providing an adequate standard of living to rural women and girls, ensuring the rights of rural women to land and land tenure security, strengthening food security and nutrition, addressing violence and harmful practices, ensuring access to health care and sexual and reproductive health and rights, and then providing good quality education for rural girls and women. So at the bottom of page one, I've tried to pull out a summary of the issues that came up again and again in the different sessions. And the first was that we cannot change the condition of rural women and girls without investing more in good quality education. That where girls are born into poverty, they're more likely not to complete school, to get married early, and to continue in the cycles of poverty. So the focus on education and literacy is very important. And, you know, within the rural areas, there's the issue around dependence for girls is affected by the fact that they're very involved in caring for the home, for those in the home, like the those who are older, that they often have to walk long distances to school. The issue around sanitary towels and, you know, when they don't have access to sanitary towels, that they miss school, and the fear associated with sexual abuse when they travel to school. And then the big issue that came out is around how rural girls don't have access to technology. And that access to technology really affects the rest of the quality of their lives, because if you cannot go on the internet, it limits the life opportunities that you are able to, your access to information and your life opportunities. The second issue was narrowing the gender pay gap, that one of the big issues that is that worldwide we have about 400 million women who work in agriculture, and they have very little to none in terms of social protection. So we have millions of rural girls and women who contribute to the economy, and their work is either unpaid or very poorly remunerated. Globally, so around the world, only 13% of women own the land that they work on. And even though they are the ones who are involved in food production, they're the ones who are most likely to go short of food. And so a report was done looking at progress towards worldwide towards the SDG targets. And the World Economic Report in October 2017 showed us that it will take us an estimated 170 years to close the gender pay gap, that we are doing far too little to narrow that gender pay gap between men and women. Then the role of information communication technology, ICTs, that if we want to change, and I mentioned this, rural women's economic empowerment, then we need to look at how we are investing in multi-purpose centers with access to computers and the internet in rural communities. So many women living in the rural areas lack access to productive resources such as land, credit, and technology. And with women generally have this access to ICT, with only 41% of women in low and middle income countries owning mobile phones, compared with 46% of women. And the way the world is changing now is that we are gradually relying more and more on phones, on computers, and if we don't address this problem, they're going to stay stuck in the cycle of poverty. Then the access to land, which is a key issue here, but also internationally. That the reality is that when you have smallholder farmers who have rights in terms of the land that they're farming, they are more willing to invest in the land and to be able to use it to access credit. So owning the land gives farmers more incentive to improve their farming techniques and to manage their land sustainably. And you know, the big problem worldwide is that women still do not, while they are farming, they don't own the land that they farm on. We had discussed earlier as part of the report on the International Women's Conference that we had last year, the issue of the claim of one woman, one hectare in South Africa, and how government has responded to that to say we should maybe look at one woman, one hectare, maybe one person, one hectare. And that doesn't necessarily address the issue in terms of changing land ownership for women. in the issue around women in disaster risk management, that research has shown that rural communities are disproportionately affected by environmental and climate change. So women's human rights are undermined by the impacts of climate change. Recently, CEDAW has now adopted Agenda Amendment number 37, which looks at how climate change and disaster risk management affect rural women particularly, and it's trying to get governments to respond to look at how you are sensitive to the plight of rural women when there are climate change and disaster, for things like, for example, the drought and so on. It has a particular effect on women living in rural communities in terms of their livelihoods. Then women in financial exclusion, this is a focus on how banking products and services and financial products and services largely exclude women. They're not tailored to meet the needs of women. And there's a need to really look at designing products and services in the financial sector that will encourage the economic participation of rural women. And one of the things that the research here shows is that when women take out loans, so for example, to pay back about bonds on their houses and so on, they are more likely than men to meet that bond repayment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, banks, when they structure the loan agreement, women are disadvantaged, they charge higher interest rates. And how do you then structure financial services so that women are not disadvantaged and so that you are able to provide access to resources so women want to start their own business, for example. There was just in, I don't know members if you heard in this week, there was a discussion on SAFM around when women who are in the informal sector, they say you have an informal business, you go to the bank to access a loan to support your business. You can't, if you don't have an employer, a formal employer, and you don't have the paperwork, you can't access those loans. And how do we change this so that people who are trying to create their own livelihood through their own small business are able to access financial services so that they can grow and develop their businesses? Then there was the issue of how eradicating violence against women and girls is slow and inconsistent. Notwithstanding the fact that we've had this huge global issue of hashtag MeToo and a greater focus on these issues, the Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women in her report noted that they are now doing work to look at femicide in countries, because femicide is so high and in our country it is very, very high. How governments need to start reporting on the number of women and the cases pertaining to women who are killed by their intimate partners. The Special Rapporteur is also calling for information on looking at how governments are supporting shelters for victims of gender-based violence, and this is because what she has done visits around the world and found that mostly governments are trying to push that responsibility onto NGOs. They're not putting enough money into the provision of shelters, and that it's going to be a global attempt to now try and address that. So that shelter services is a priority and governments need to change how they fund that. Then we had an issue around the impact of HIV/AIDS on rural women and girls. The data from UNAIDS is showing us that there's a lot of work to be done in reducing the rate of HIV infections globally. And also then providing effective services to scale up both prevention and support. So, you know, there was some, and our minister was in on this panel, there was a report that it seems globally the political will to implement the CSW Resolution 62 is not as strong as it needs to be. That resolution deals with women, the girl child, and HIV. And then what UNAIDS is showing us is that there are approximately 700,000 new infections amongst young girls every week. We had on this panel with UN women representatives from South Africa, and our HIV infections are still alarmingly high. So members, I tried to end this with those are the key issues that have emerged. I'm going to ask the honourable members who attended to give input as well. The concerns in terms of how Parliament takes up these issues, we have a very short period of time for the duration of this Parliament before we go into elections. So if we look at, if members look at a political decision in terms of how to take up some of this work, you know, we need to be very conscious of the fact that they're given power at a time that what we take on needs to be realistic and possibly there needs to be worked into the work of committees. But this caucus would need to decide if there are any priorities in terms of these issues. If you look at the full report, I'm not going to go into it, but just to show you the resolutions that were adopted are provided from page 18 to page 22. And those resolutions, in terms of what they mean to Parliament, there are three pillars that impact on our work. The first is, how do we as Parliament look at the normative, legal and policy framework? How do we monitor the implementation of law and policy that is meant to improve the lives of global women and girls? The second pillar is, how do we effectively oversee government service delivery to rural women and girls? And then the third is, how do we strengthen the voice and leadership and decision making of rural women and girls by involving them in public participation exercises in Parliament? So when we do oversight, when we do women's parliament, how do we ensure that those voices are there? I'm going to leave it there, Chairperson. The Honourable Seki might want to
okay, thank you. Comrade Seki, do you want to add?
One hour, one hectare.
present as saying there's a need for us, all the data has certainly been to meet at the home and agree with the message that we want to send to the world. Because they were there, and when they came there, it looked like this is the position of government.
Okay. It's going deeper, deeper. No, okay. But they say it's central. Come in. Yeah. Thank you very much. Ms. Watson and Honorable Beck. You know, when I look at this, especially from all the things that have been said here, I think the matter of country going to CFW is mismanaged by our minister. Because the same strategy that is used by international when we are going to monitor elections in international countries. They go to Pretoria and meet, and the people brief them on the situation that they are going to find outside, okay? And what are they expected to do as a delegation from South Africa. And from there, you know. That is the way Comrade Nkosazana Dlamini, together with Mleketi and all the people that were leading the delegation from South Africa, up to the speaker, all of them. That's how they managed this. Because one of the disadvantages is the issue of the national gender missionary, where you have to meet as different and state parliament, government, stakeholders, NGOs, so that you have one position when you get to New York, you see? Because it's, and Mina, I think that's where we lost it. Because these are the people who should be heading the delegation. Every evening you meet and you strategize for tomorrow. And delegate who's going to go where. But it seems it's not happening any longer. You can imagine how people are going to be just thrown to that situation. And you start looking around in that UN. Where, which meeting are you going to attend when, you know, everybody is going that way and other way? Because you don't know where you're supposed to be. It's mismanaged by our, you know, our ears. Because that is how it should be done. And I'm not surprised by all the things that you, the people who are delegated to go there are saying. Because that is the end result that you get. People will never get exactly what they are going to report back. Firstly, they don't have a country report, and it's not coordinated from you know, the machinery. You know, hence I was so happy yesterday when the minister said the first focus is that they are focusing on the national gender machinery. That is going to assist us now. I think she's going back to what used to happen, and. Talking about this narrowing the gender pay gap, there is a letter that came from Ubedi Chawa. I wanted to ask you about it because the IPU wants us to report on the what Parliament has done in terms of equality, and also somewhere somehow there when I was reading. It also encompasses the gender violence and everything. So I think next meeting we can deal with that, because I think this is what is expected of us. That is going to come to the page 18 that you gave us. All the bullets here, strengthening normative legal, whatever, all the other things that you're talking about. Now this is going to need us as the multi-party when we get this report, as we are getting it now, to convene our meeting and agree that we must debate this, because it's no use talking to ourselves. It must be debated in Parliament, because this is expected of the country. And as this country, we don't know where we are in terms of all the things that are here. Mina, that's how I see it. I don't know whether other people are agreeing. Because if you have to do this and have a plan of action out of this, firstly, we are going to have to debate this report, and then people can come up, you know, extracting from this what is expected of the country to do, and elaborate the way people feel that done rural areas and even urban. I think that's what we should be doing. Maybe, I don't know whether the other people see it that way. I think we, but the bottom line is that I think we have to deal with this report. It was very good, you know, what we heard from the minister. Already they are working on these things. Yeah, and it's good. And in the back of my mind, I knew that we are having this. And I think, let us just congratulate you people. You have done a very good job. Because all the times, all the years, you wouldn't just get this so soon. Let at least, you know, what you are saying and what Utsege is saying, and also it this is Parliament, boy. You'll wake up when you sit in our chairs. You must be ready to gym. Did you hurt yourself? Are you all right? Oh no. You shocked me.
I'm sure. I don't pay much.
Yeah. No, I think it's a.
Yeah,
it's an old chair. No. Now, you also doubt yours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a table that is to and I'm not sure. Are we changing the lesson to our customers, or do they have a different report?
Somebody wants to say something before? No, I just wanted, okay.
Opposition side. They have two subjects in the chair and
The way this issue has been treated for years now, I think this is the second time, the issue of CFW. It's very unfair. Since we had this ministry, I'm very sorry to say that, things have just changed. Firstly, there's a big delegation of ministers that go there. You don't know what are they going
that's
to do there.
Done.
Yes. Yes,
no,
you know,
husband.
Yeah,
no, this year
and their sisters and what and what.
This year it was a difference in ministers, there are very few ministers.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, because it's very simple that they have asked
yeah.
them, what is it?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
I saw that,
yes.
And I thought it's just it's the beginning of,
yes.
Yeah.
Because
they have been, everybody just goes.
Yes.
Befriended to who
yes.
And you
yes.
go
yes.
your sisters and
yes.
you went buy clothes
yes.
and their husbands you see everything was just wrong you know let us just accept that now you know what you are saying it emanates from that and the parliament was just overlooked for the fact that the minister will take a decision now because they are going next week and just say okay give it to the chairperson of the house now the chairperson of the house does it all things you know I mean really these are some of the things I think we should talk about now and whenever we meet the speaker is nowhere to be seen in the whole thing
mm-hmm.
neither because I know that the delegation AFCSW that is the responsibility of the deputy speaker.
Yeah.
All the years, yes.
And I think that
that's where the problem is.
That the chair of the NCOP has taken CSW and the speaker that I could do.
No,
yeah.
No, no. I'm saying when you go to the CSW,
mm-hmm.
the people who are going to be going there from Parliament, they are coordinated from the deputy speaker. Not even necessarily speak, you know, for ECSW. But it's not done that way. It goes direct to the chair of the house
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And the chair of the house will go about whispering to you. She came, just came to us, that Ninangfuna Mundu. You can imagine that's the way we are approached. No letter, no nothing.
And before we could answer,
yes.
She had already chosen.
No, I mean, reality was it. It's just everything that was done is just to us, you know. It was just a surprise, you know. Well, we keep quiet because Sivoba Aniti. But we happen to be in this parliament for years. We understand why do we go there and why.
Exactly.
So, I think let's just hope, Batalile, and they will change some of the things. Because we'll have a voice now, we can at least listen to people. And including Naimhlamba Thethe, no speaker, everything was just wrong. The parliament was just undermined. Let's hope it could go right, honestly. Now that's why Nangapando Gokula, I just lost interest in the whole thing because I don't want to see myself in the Hone Gumpefun and JFCS Gamzi. Hey, because I continued. Abant Bahambe Nefemid Zabo Tengi Basu and Bahambe No Chum Babu. You just ask yourself, Le Antora Jengaga, what are they going to do then? And Mabesika Lapa, they don't even
care
for you. They don't, they go don't convene meetings. You don't know, you are left in a ledge and you are expected to come and report. You don't know who's going to go to the NGOs, you don't know who's going to go to where, and where we should be coming together, and so that we have a report.
No, they won't do that because you already going to put that note of all these people, what have they done? Because they're hardly in the conference room.
Mm.
Hardly in the conference room.
Mm.
And it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
We know it brass up, starts here, and it ends with you. It's bad.
I think it's a lesson.
Let's have confidence in...
Who has also supported her.
And she's good. Because I was surprised, Lord Abel and Jane, after seeing her through the show, they said, no, PG, take the phone of this one, take the phone of this member. Then they formed a group here and there, WhatsApp group. Your chair, your focus content in that group. They chat. Throughout the established in New York.
Yeah. Hey.
With officials, politicians with officials.
No, I know them. Lamtana was so late.
They take pictures while we're chewing a gum and they will push it in the group. Yes, and every night, yes, there's that whole team of meeting every night with the ambassadors. But we couldn't take it to maybe Joy on the other.
You are left on, like, in the ledge like that.
Yeah.
And undermined by the staff.
And
yes,
So we are thinking that the new minister is in acting issues because she's a gender activist. Yeah, they will move with the speed that is required.
Yeah.
To deal with the issue.
Thank you very much, Helen. Yeah, I think we are going to work on this, how we deal with this report thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the summary, and the next item is summit and discussion on way forward on the summit with stakeholders. Summit with stakeholders on responses to the report of the South African Law Reform Commission Project 107, the sexual offences. Who's going to do that?
I can go through the summarized version.
The summarized version.
Yes.
Denied.
Good afternoon. On the issue of the summit, the multi-government caucus hosted the summit on the 5th of March 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It was agreed that during the summit, the members will just engage with the critical stakeholders and later meet as a steering to decide and craft a way forward.
Sorry.
If honorable members remember, the aim of hosting the summit was to get key responses from the critical stakeholders on the recommendations as contained in the South African Law Reform Commission, which had put forth two legislative reforms. The first one, it was continued criminalization with diversion, and the other recommended option was partial criminalization. We received about 62 submissions from the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. 30 of those stakeholders were available for oral presentation, but when we were compiling the report, we looked at both the written and the oral presentation. What came out of the summit is as follows. Out of the 62 presentations that we received, 37 of the stakeholders voiced their support for full decriminalization. 14 stakeholders voiced their support for continued criminalization. Voiced their support for partial criminalization. Three organizations were of the view that criminalization is fine, but it should be coupled with diversion programs. Two of the stakeholders did not voice any preferences, but they were just concerned about the quality of the report of the South African Law Reform Commission report. So in total, that is 62. Before the other stakeholders were given an opportunity to present, we had an opportunity to get presentation from Ms. Darlene Clark from the South African Commission, who gave us a way forward that what was going to happen with the recommendations. She informed that the Department of Justice was busy evaluating that adult prostitution report, and she promised that the department is planning on submitting a legislative proposal by the second half of 2018, like let's say from June. As it was agreed that the steering committee will meet and craft a way forward, there was one issue that was very popular when we hosted the summit, the issue of the resolution by the governing party.
Mm-hmm.
When we hosted the summit, the resolution was not yet available. But now the resolution is available. And if honorable members can look at the last page of the summarized form, which I think is page 3, I have coded it verbatim, taken from the resolution. So the purpose of today is for the steering committee craft a way forward, taking into consideration the resolution as well as the summit report. I think that is all now.
Yes. Welcome, Honorable Kuno.
Okay.
We got your apology that you were on the way coming here.
I was on your way.
Mm-hmm. What is surprising that you just come in and you are eating. I never saw you going to the table. It's good to have such friends. Yeah.
I had a problem.
Okay. We happen to stay, she's just adjacent my place. Darlene Colorado, I know it. I don't know if other people know. Now I know it in Colorado. You are all curious, I know. Yeah. It's embarrassing, you know. She forgot to take the child to the doctor yesterday. Let me tell you.
That's what you deserve.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've got time to make up for stuff.
Exactly.
Tell yourself up.
No, I mean, the child. Our second meeting yesterday.
No, dear. No.
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 And to go further, you know. At one instance, you forgot the child in the office here in Parliament.
Hallelujah. Mm. You're not fit to be a mother.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, sir. We're going to work with the social workers. The child will be taken.
Yeah.
she must be actually.
Yeah, you've got our social workers
in a way.
Okay. Yeah, it's good that you did that intensive, because you, some of the things you might undermine can be serious. So here we are now about the summarized version. I don't know whether people want to say something, because now I just concerned about this issue. People talk about resolutions of conflict. I don't know, to me it's so vague, Len. You know, already Tina says I choose for a lot of
things.
Yes. What is the cause to decriminalize sex work must be subjected to a high level discussion and engagement with relevant multiple stakeholders, and to continue to engage society on this to determine the societal norm. Sex workers must be protected. What does it mean?
Initially, when that media statement was made, it was very clear in the media statement that there was a call for decriminalization.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, the resolution is now written different from what was said in the media. So what this is saying is that we must continue to have more discussion, but without taking a stance on decriminalization. Mm. And the reason why it is now problematic is because there have been discussions for more than 10 years.
Mm.
And I heard that behind the scenes, while there was a political stance taken, there was a different political agenda that moved it in a different direction.
Yeah.
So now, you know, it's a problem because it's not the same as what was initially said by the parties in the media statement.
You know, I understand you, you know. It goes back to what the lady from Law Reform was saying. That's why she said they are still continuing. Until when? And there's no progress in the whole thing. And I don't know where, I met people just after conference saying that no. Actually, it was on media also that the ANC has resolved. That's why I wanted Nokawe to come and attend the other day, because she was in that commission, I know.
Mm.
But here it is now, this is what they have. Is it, sometimes, you know, you ask yourself, Chairperson Uguti, is this not some of the patriarchal nonsense?
I wanted to come to that point.
Yeah, this is reduced to this. Because
bad.
People wouldn't be so excited.
Men are totally against this.
Yeah. Whoever has kept at this,
to
left
a stage
out a lot.
Where we said, yes, because you're leaving your wives at home and buying on the street. And then you kill after that.
Thank you, Chair. Just to advise Chair procedurally, from this point onwards, there is a draft report, because this one that Tembagaz has just presented is a summary. I'll distribute after the meeting the report that we have drafted on the issue, but the part that we do not have is the part of the deliberations, which the form of the committee, which therefore means moving forward as a steering committee, as well as some of the members that were there during the summit from the opposition parties would need to have a meeting wherein members would deliberate and form a way forward. But I think, Chair, what is important is for the different political parties perhaps to go back with the report, look at the presentations and what the different stakeholders had to say, and form a party political, what we call decision or a way forward before we have that meeting where we also have the different political parties where they will deliberate.
But do me a favor, don't invite JJ. Why? He is the cause.
Chair, I think it would be important how that meeting is managed in terms of the deliberation.
That's why this traditional costume.
Yeah, it's you think we should convene a meeting of a... Suffice to say, this is the platform where we behave.
It's a thing.
The parties, other parties.
Yes, correct. Where we'll be deliberating on an approach in terms of finalizing the report would also need to have other parties. But it's important perhaps for other parties to at least meet on their own before they get to that meeting.
Yeah, because I don't know how you view it, you people. To me, it's embarrassing to say that the resolution of the African National Congress said this, because they will be riding on this as the opposition party. So, yeah, maybe we'll manage that and convene. Because I want to talk to the people who attend this meeting from the stakeholders here at the back. Whatever is discussed here, because I've discovered that some of them, when they get out of this meeting, they give a different report to the media ahead of us, maybe. I'm not saying it's Ubani or Bani. We plead with you that to your relevant structures that sent you here, you must give a correct report of the meeting, because there was this excitement that this committee has resolved because of the resolution of the African National Court. That is where she got it, Nandika. She couldn't even read, you know, that we are talking about the resolution of the what was our Women's Parliament, because that's what she got from other people, which was wrong. Now we couldn't explain ourselves. So I think I don't know if we still want to deal with this, but we'll have to have a way when we introduce it to the committee on the next hour how we are going to be doing. It's not enough to say, I don't know how do other people view it, to say that law reform, because not that law reform when that lady said now they are still, it's not specific. You don't even know what they are focusing on. She never even told us. Now, you know, this is going to keep us waggling our tongues until I don't know when. Yes, ma'am. It was before she was appointed.
Yeah.
After, when NWC was. But in the conference, she was not the one leading this.
Unokawe
was. That's why Unokawe.
Lona
No, what I'm saying from the ANC conference side,
Utandi, who is leading the gender subcommittee now,
yes.
He was appointed after the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we want is the reality of what transpired in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Unotawe is the most relevant person who can, will invite.
No, I remember, Chair Corona, I remember the time after the Ambekumama Commission. But then we are not reported in India, and we cannot commission government in India.
Hmm.
That is why I'm asking about probably if they remember who Mamu Tawai and nobody.
Mm. All right. Actually, she had come last time because we invited her. We just, it was prolonged, the meeting, and she couldn't, she had to leave for another meeting.
Mm.
We had already invited her.
Mm.
She's our Mbiza.
She's
food.
Clear food.
Yeah, she's clear. SGM lay.
Mm.
Mm. For my former SG.
I agree with what Brian is saying. This has to be taken to perspective. Yes, we can call a conference like this of Nepal, but in our own circles of the ANC. But we should make sure that when we go, when we call the multi-party caucus, women's caucus, who just dealt with this already and then got feedback from the political parties. What I'm requesting or my suggestion is this. That you write to all the political parties in Panama. Because most of, I think everybody was there from the political parties, they were all supporting the female. So I'm saying give us chance to deal with it, write to them, so that when we have the master parties, we'll all be speaking from the boundaries of our different political parties, so that we can stop, you know, going back and forth. And actually say this was a resolution and this is how we're going to do this.
I don't know if you've got the same insight of the whole thing. Now you are taking us back.
Mm.
Where we are going to be consulting with all the parties, they don't, they are not sharing the same Nasika as us, some of them. They were just overpowered by the majority. Now, if we consult with them one for one, I think we are going to get, we are really going back now, nyaka nyaka. But already we have channeled this thing. But it's just where now, this part, I think we should just leave this out. If we invite whoever, they will be speaking as part of the multi-party. Not as ANC, you know.
Okay.
Now we know why those people will be there.
Mm.
They will be coming with whatever ideas they put across when they were debating this.
Mm.
But to take it back to the party individual, you see, I lash again, man. I understand and take it off.
Yeah,
eh?
We have to step
up. Oh, but I can't get a meeting to spaces 7 hours. Oh, now you get on. You don't get a porch. Now we agree with you, Whip. Yeah. Now the bonus team must see as an alone jealousy. Lenda by ATOT, what ANC team must see again. Abantu, if they will come, but Pella, we are going to be having a broader forum.
Yeah.
Mm. Whatever they come, they will be coming as multi-party, part of multi-party.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I can imagine from here we are going to be having a meeting here. Mm-hmm. Our next meeting will be one of the Thursdays. Yeah. So, half past two. Now I think we can go to the next one. You know our meeting was so orderly. We got to go to the thing. Now the caucus has started. The caucus has started.
said we must separate them.
We must what?
Separate them.
We have to be stressed with this.
I'm not even your teacher, back late.
And I got in Bandazi Wunes.
Yeah, go there. Yeah.
Now, I think somebody who can, we've got this thing here, and traditional court bill. I don't know. You know that gentleman, he gave us a picture yesterday of what transpired in that meeting, because he was part of that. Now, we've got a summary of the bill. Maybe just to summarize, we can ask Nazika to summarize this for us. And when we were, it was good that the minister was there yesterday. So we took advantage also that she must be informed of this. From what Ikosato Nazika parliamentary liaison was relating to us, the minister got a shock that even our chairperson of the Nazika Comrade Matole were the ones really who were.
Is the one pushing?
For. Can you take us through?
Okay, Mama, I'm not going to go through the walls of the
mina bente izoluthi we can read it ekhaya, familiarize ourselves with this. But what we are going to do when you give us this summary is just to decide how we are going to deal with this.
Yeah. Because what I've done with the summarized report, at the end of the summarized report, there is a conclusion where I pointed out things that I believe are an achievement in relation to women, as well as things that are of a concern. One of the things that I think is good for women in relation to this bill is that it assures equal and equal participation of women as either members of the traditional court or as participants in the traditional court system. If you remember, with the previous bill, this assurance was not there. Another thing that I believe is of critical importance is the clause on opting out of the traditional processing. Like if a member of the community feels that she doesn't want to be part of the traditional processing, she can opt out. Another thing is the training and capacity building for members of traditional court. Like if they are to convene their disputes in relation to restorative justice and in line with the constitution, so it is imperative that they are trained on the restorative justice programs as well as on constitution. Another important part I think that you mentioned in the bill is the role that is to be played by ECGE, that of reporting annually on the participation as well as the representation of women in the traditional court system. And another critical issue is that one of the grounds for review of the decisions made in the traditional court is if when women were not given enough chance to equally participate and be represented. Another thing is that the sexual crimes are not part of the issues that will be dealt with within the traditional court system. The concern that I have noted is the issue that even though there is assurance that women will be given full and equal participation, there is no, like, it's not stipulated. Like when with the traditional court, traditional council, it is stipulated that women should constitute 40%, but with the traditional court role, it's not stipulated. So even if there is one woman, they will say women are participating in the... Another thing, the concern for me is the opt-out option, especially for vulnerable women. Let's say, for instance, for if you are from a rural area and you are, let's say you are a lesbian, you are a single parent with a lesbian, and you decide to exercise the right to opt out, rural communities will stigmatize you. You will be sidelined. You will be viewed as not being a member of that community. So it is a concern. It's a plus on one side, but it's also a negative on the other side. Another thing, the issue of ECGE, it's a good thing that CGE will be reporting, but is CGE adequately resourced to monitor all traditional courts in the country? That's another thing. Another concern is the issue of ukuthwala ukungena and all those succession and inheritance issues, because if especially from rural areas, there is this thing that the only person who's entitled to inherit is a male son. So ill-informed the traditional courts can, although they will be trained, but it still provides a loophole that it could be still be exercised, that they will say, no, you don't have a son, so you are not going to inherit. Okay, if you want to inherit, allow a brother to ungena you. It still provides that window. So it is a concern that the traditional court is given a mandate on resolving issues related to this traditional practice, which are deemed to be unconstitutional and not and harmful to women. That's another issue for me. Another one is the issue of the orders, like when they order you to do some specific service, it's like community service. You could be expected to say collect wood for this person. Considering that women are already burdened with unpaid care work, so ordering a woman to do community service on top of that is an issue for me. And I think I've talked to all the concerns.
The number of women.
I've also recommended that the Maltese Parliament Caucus can invite the Minister of Justice to brief them fully on the bill, so that members can interact and engage and get clarity, and if possible, because the bill is going still with the portfolio committee, still going to go to the Select Committee on Justice, then the multi-party can come up with a formal response and make a submission to the Select Committee in relation to the traditional court. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Yesterday we were told that they are proceeding with this. By now they are even in the province.
Yes, the portfolio committee.
So I don't know, maybe from your recommendations, maybe that's where we can come in. You know, I don't know whether the people have this document, this summary. Yeah. If you go through all these things, they might look as if they are nothing to be concerned about, but they are deep. Thina abantu abakhe bahlala nasezilalini. I don't know abantu le nto yothwala bayayazi kakuba injani, because ubuthathwa nje uabdakthe usemlanjeni kuthiwa nansi ingqayi yakho ri MR ibonwa ilapho, bazawuthumela kokwenu uthi abantu bafunele nganeno, so ubekwe emva kwecango ke kuloo mzi lowo. Njengoba abantu be excited kangaka chairperson of the Dukes, now I've got another idea. Ngoba iduke le uzawuthi umhle ungumntana ungumistress umhle ubekwe emva kwecango, the first thing they do is to put this duke on you. emnyama ukuveza amehlo kancini ingathi udisguise you're trying to uyazizoba uba ufaka ngalo qhiya awendani
ey
bathathe le lokho yakho your lens le yakho they command you to put on uzawusikelwa ilokho ende ebethe emaqatheni xa yes xa uthwele the day uphuma kuloo ndlu you are just a hoho you know so these are some of the things I'm sure abantu abaziqondi kakuhle bacima bazezinye izinto zo and into yoyawuchola iinkulu uzicholela umzo othile idegrade yonke yazi integrity yakho so I don't know maybe people can say something but I really at the end I think we should invite u minister akheze kula meeting hayi kaloku minister uyi-one
umasuta
eh ukuthi uzawudelegate abani kukuyo mhlawumbi ukuba udelegate unantsika asizumyeka lo uyasazi lo ungawashiki ngani lo azamthumela usazi kakuhle yes what
no I'm saying in the matter of recommendation regarding the Minister of Justice I must also add Minister of Coptic
where does
Coptic
a Coptic oh yes yeah so ngibona abantu abangathi bane interest futhi nokuza kwezinto onaleli abamele ukuthi mabamenje maybe bayeza
kuzosa Africa te
dithi onaleli phando abamele umema bayingathi bane interest kakhulu
I've never forget
you wanted to say something
yeah sure like because the bill is before the portfolio committee and I heard them saying we have to make some submission to the elect committee. I think it's going to be them.
Yeah.
The bill is in the NA. Because the first challenge that we had, or that we are having now, is that justice was not supposed to run with this pain on their own. These are facing us as a personal community on the union and the municipality. It is also affecting your corporate as a personal community. So we are supposed to have, you know, that joint committee that deals with it. You know, so that's the first problem. I'm not quite sure whether we should alert the house chair responsible for committee about this matter or not. But that's one of the requirements. But if we want to make submissions, I think we must do them now. Or we also call a joint committee, a joint study group, maybe at the level of, or a meeting with the personal committee on justice and raise our concerns. We should not wait for the process to be in the area. It's going to be less than.
Yes, sir.
This proves how low in the radius of important things that affect women. This is the eighth time they're trying to push this bill. Eighth time. There was quite a big consultative meeting when I was in the NCOP where we called the wives of the chiefs, of the Indunas, everybody in that to come and actually voice out the way they're treated. And the person who was head chairing was Jeff. You remember Jeff Hagen. And when the women started standing up and saying, how dare you degrade us, further than what we are actually going through, he was so angry. Because he turned around and said, Yankata, Gatsi, I told you, get out of that chair. And he refused because of Patraki. Mm-hmm. Now, what is going to happen here? Umatole is the one now pushing the trolley.
He's a calipe.
So it's really difficult.
But I won't. I can have fun now.
Oh. So I then actually ask myself, how far are the men going to pass in the mud head on?
You know, with all the recommendations to Mayola, I just forgot to say something yesterday. I did say, apparently the speaker doesn't know about all
yes.
This. I just wanted to say right now, I think we should write to the speaker and go and talk to the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's before Sibana meeting. To explain exactly, taking into account everything that we're saying here. Because I spoke to her, called LNG.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know about this. So to me, it just amazed me because this is a serious thing that even occurred here. So I think we should write a letter and maybe ask for an urgent meeting with her.
And then we'll ask the chief whip, how far is he in trying to organize a meeting where Nalin and others, if possible, to discuss this thing, because this is rubbish. Rubbish.
We asked in that meeting someone that we can have who sits in a good programming,
who talks.
She's very useful. Have been invited into that meeting.
Exactly.
Before she's about the meeting, one of the questions. People, we had another item on the agenda here, but it's the program. Okay. Yeah. You know, I think we have come to a reality and maybe funny as I was about to tap and welcome to Muid. Welcome, Sisiyasa Skazo. We've come to the end of this. Thank you very much. Joined what?
The Joint Committee of Culture, Multi-Rights in Women, and Justice.
Babona Yano Rizamaga, reiterate, invite her to her. Repeat the reiterate committee meeting. Yes, sir. Yeah, I give it with the Rajah. Radumela invite helicopter minister. Hubanu Tansuri, but one of Babu in front of all the women, Bapala made. That's what we are trying to do. Because after the Babi says that coding, how now look? They must come into that meeting, but don't explain it to them. Hey.
So what?
We're in Pumalang.
That's the first thing that we must give. Let's educate them about it.
And also, I think at the end,
but only left for
and
you
can
be
crime
over
or whatever.
You're
paying
with something, run up
at
the
community. Brian, start cleaning your shoes so that you don't walk around with the mud.
I understand very well.